In this first series of The Recruiter Room, we're going to be exploring the extraordinary world of entrepreneurship. I'm going to be joined by recruitment business leaders, founders, directors, and industry champions diving deep into their intriguing worlds, learning to understand what business ownership really means to them. We'll hear about how they've overcome career challenges and setbacks and celebrate what they've achieved. Personally, I'm fascinated by the many different faces, incredible personalities, and often controversial opinions our industry has to offer. And I'm delighted to present this series of discussions, which I hope will enlighten some established business owners and at the same time provide a useful insight for many aspiring entrepreneurs. In this first episode, I'm joined by Charlie Syrett from Richmond Square Consulting. Richmond Square is a unique recruitment company specialising in the provision of IT and technical professionals within a range of sectors including consultancy, financial services, travel and renewable energy. With over 10 years' experience of providing tailored solutions to companies ranging from SMEs to large blue-chip multinationals, Richmond Square offer an unrivalled service of professionalism, courtesy, high efficiency, time and cost effectiveness to all their clients and candidates alike. I had a really good time chatting with Charlie and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello.
Charlie, hi.
Oh, here we are. We're actually speaking. I didn't think it was going to happen then.
We're in.
Yeah.
I think there was a slight technical hitch there, but there you go. It's going to happen, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely, mate. It's the bane of my life, technology.
Well, you should work in technical recruitment, Charlie, you know.
That's why it's the bane of my life, mate.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Really good. How's it going down in East Grinstead?
Oh, freezing. It's absolutely... The sun's out, but don't let that deceive you. You step outside and you soon know about it. But that aside, it's all good, my friend, all good.
You're better off staying indoors.
Absolutely.
So listen, thanks for joining the recruiter room. I just wanted to talk to you a bit more about Richmond Square and obviously yourself and how you're coping and the highs and the lows and all that kind of stuff. How long have you been going for now, Charlie?
Oh, it's coming up to, it's about, officially about 18 months, but really trading about, I don't know, 14 months maybe?
And how was the first year for you? How was the adjustment from?
Mate, it was awesome. I think anybody setting up a new business, is, especially in recruitment, it's obviously nerve wracking. You don't get a salary, but it's brilliant. It's the best thing that I've done. I exceeded all my expectations of billing. I'm not saying that's going to happen every year, but you know, it's been great. It's been really, really good.
It's funny because obviously, you know, I speak to a lot of recruiters who have started their own business and that's kind of essentially, you know, what we do, of course. And a lot of them say it's the best thing I ever done. It's the best thing I ever did. It's the best decision I ever made. Yeah. And it's really good to hear. It's really good to hear. What does it, I suppose when you were thinking about starting your own business and stuff like that, And now you're 18 months in. What does it really mean to you in terms of being a business owner? You know, what is being a business owner and an entrepreneur, you could call yourself, Charlie? What does it mean to you?
It means genuinely, it sounds cheesy, but it means the world to me. It's like like most people in recruitment, business owners, you know, you have to work hard. I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, somebody runs their own business, they can do what they want. Absolutely. If you do absolutely what you want, you're not going to get paid. But what you've got is the autonomy. And when it does work out, you know, it's yours. It's your product. It's your baby. Absolutely take pride in it. To be honest with you, I enjoy recruitment. I really do. I always have. But I was starting to get a little bit disillusioned with recruitment and just for a number of different reasons, working for a company, and I wanted to do my own thing. You know, I think a lot of people have fear about if I set up on my own and it doesn't work out for me, I'm not going to make any money. But I got to the point, I think, well, it's the same as being in a company. If you don't bill for 6 months, especially if you start, you're probably going to get sacked. I mean, what is the difference? Obviously, you've got to have money behind you and a company like SSG to set you up and basically take all that weight off your shoulders so you can crack on and actually do your job. And if you're putting the effort in, you have to build half as much to make as much money. It's a bit of a no-brainer when you actually think of it.
What difference do you think it's made to your life since you've started working for yourself? What difference has it made?
A huge difference. I mean, I've got two young children. Yeah. I can do school runs. You know, my wife isn't having to use all of her annual leave just to do, you know, go to a kids' assembly or something like that. And
yeah.
I can do that. And again, what you do, being your own boss, is, you know, just because if I take a morning off, it doesn't mean I'm working half a day at all. It means I can then choose to work in the evening to make up the time. So it's, again, you've got that autonomy. You still have to deliver to your clients. You can't come and go as you please, if you like. But you can work around it. And you can't do that if you're working for a company. And, you know, life these days just doesn't go that way. And I think, you know, I think to be happy, Ash, you need to be happy with what you're doing. I think being a business owner, and as long as you've got that drive and commitment, especially if you're a family person and
you can
kind of shift timings around and stuff. It's great. So it's the best decision I made. And I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for you guys. You know, you guys obviously set me up. And
well, thank you very much. Well, I mean, we're not going to take the credit. I mean, kudos to you. You know, you took the leap and everything like that. So and that's the hardest thing, I think, is kind of once you've decided if or when you're going to do it, it's actually making that break away, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
That's quite a tough one, I think, for many. You mentioned, you know, one of the attributes there is as long as you've got the drive and the determination and stuff like that. Looking back over the last 18 months and maybe some kind of advice to maybe any listeners out there, what are the key kind of characteristics do you think that have helped you make, you know, the first 18 months be as good as they are?
If I'm being completely honest, I mean, my motivation's in my living room. I've got my wife and two kids that I have to provide for, so I don't need any more motivation than that to get up in the morning and work. But I would say to anybody doing this, you know, you've got to really want to do it. If you think, you know, recruitment as well as I do, and I think part of the problem sometimes, people can interview for companies and the old school recruiters where, let's be honest, quite a lot of the time, you know, it wasn't necessarily about the client comes first. It's about making money, and they sell you the dream and, you know, you can make loads and loads of money. But what they don't tell you is, you know, if you want to make money properly, you've got to work bloody hard. It is a tough gig. So I think you've got to enjoy what you do. I think if you're absolutely driven on the money, come out of recruitment, go into investment banking or whatever. You know, you want to be driven by them. I'm driven by money. I'm not going to deny that I'm not. I'm driven by money because I like to be able to provide my family with stuff. And also, without sounding cheesy, and you know I do this, I like to be able to give. I like to be able to give to charity. I like to be able to, you know, do stuff that I probably couldn't do. If I was bidding 200 grand working for an average recruitment agency, I'd be on a 25 grand salary, a 10 maximum 15% commission structure in the agencies that I've worked on.
Yeah.
You could bust a gut bidding £200,000 a year to make £40,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, you can work for yourself and bid £100,000 a year and you're making more money already, you know. But you still got to do it. I think that's the thing. You've got to do it and you've got to work hard. And that's it. You've got to work hard, man. And that is it.
You just touched on a point there where you do you give a bit back, don't you? And from the cash that you make, from the revenue that you make, do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So for every client engagement I make with a client and a candidate, I'll donate £50 to a charity of the candidate's choice and £50 to a charity of the client's choice. So that's based brilliant. Over the last 18 months, well, 14 months trading, you know, I've been able to, you know, you can do the math yourself with 30 plus placements. It's a nice position to be in. And it's, you know, I think the average person, you know, would, if they had disposable income, would like to be able to give a bit of money to charity. I don't know, but I like doing it, and I wouldn't be doing it if I was working for a company, because I wouldn't have the money to do it. So yeah,
working for yourself must have its ups and downs and everything like that. How do you find the balance? Or is it pretty easy?
It's peaks and troughs, you know. It's I think it's one of those. I see recruitment a bit like project work. Like now, I'm absolutely snowed under with vacancies, so I still have to be dad and husband. That doesn't change. But yeah, I'm working a lot of hours at the moment. I'm working late at night, early morning, because I have to.
Yeah.
But it will pay off, and then I can take a week off, and I do that. I can take a week or two off,
yeah.
and just be reactive to work rather than proactive, because, you know, I've already done that. As I say, it's not all about the money. It's finding that balance of, I might be working my nuts off this week, but next week I can put my feet up. But then I get back to it the week after.
It might start snowing next week, so, you know, it might be a good time to just put your feet up, eh?
I don't need much excuse.
Have you? So it can't be all that good. I mean, have you made any big mistakes? I mean, I've made some absolute clangers in my life, and I think I've broadcasted it before. I'll tell you. But have you made any big mistakes recently? Anything you want to chat about, or has everything been, or nothing you want to share to the public?
Who's been talking to you? What's that? No, not really. No, I make mistakes all the time, like any human, and I'm learning in my job all the time as well.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I've made any big mistakes. No.
That's good to hear. To people listening, there might be, you know, some business owners, fellow business owners out there, but there might be.
They would have switched off by now, mate.
They'd turn off. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but the people who want to be who may be aspiring to be the next Richmond Square consulting or something like that. What would be your number one tip to any kind of budding entrepreneurs out there?
Right, first one, aim higher, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
But no, that's like, look, just okay, I can't help but sound cheesy, and I really don't mean to, but it is cheesy. But it's kind of, you know, if you're at the point in your life where you've done your tour of duty, you know your business, you live once, man. Do it, give it a go. If you're prepared to put in the effort, then you should see the reward. Because, as I say, you know, if you don't bill in a recruitment company, you're going to get sacked. So what is the difference?
Yeah.
As long as you've got the money and the support. And I know you say you guys, you know, not taking credit, but you have to take credit, because initially I didn't really have to do anything. You've done it all for me, and I could get on. So yeah, I've had to do it myself, but you need to have that support there. And if I didn't have you guys, for example, yeah, you know, I don't know anything about it. Ask George. I don't know anything about that. You need to work hard and make sure you've got the support there. Definitely. If you think you can do everything by yourself, you know, if you're wearing too many hats, it's then it's not really, you know, if there's kind of, I don't know how to, you know where I'm coming with it. If you're wearing too many hats in a business and you're trying to do too much, you kind of, dare I say it, destined for failure. But
yeah,
you know, work hard, but focus it in the right way, and make sure you got that support around you. And that's what I have with you guys. So thank you very much.
No, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Okay, that's good words of advice.
Okay.
Listen, Charlie, I'm going to let you get on. I know there was a bit of a hiccup before the recording there, so I wasted some of your time already. But thanks for joining us at the Recruiter Room, and no doubt we'll chat very shortly. All right.
Yeah, sounds good. Cheers, Ash. Right. Have a good one.
Take it easy. Cheers, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.